You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Susan Smith from Vistage, and my co-host, Jeff Mack from Newmark, Grubb, Knight, Frank. And it's my pleasure to introduce to you now Bill Jones, the CEO, and Myrtle Jones, the treasurer of Solar Atmospheres, Inc. Bill, why don't you start out by telling us what it is that you do?
Our primary business at Solar Atmospheres is the heat treatment of metals. And we heat treat these primarily in a vacuum furnace. That is our primary business.
And you also make the vacuum furnaces, too?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We make the vacuum furnace that we actually use in our plants. And we have about 60 of those furnaces operational.
That seems like it takes up a lot of space.
It does. Well, we have five plants.
Oh, you have five plants. Okay,
yes.
And where are they located? Are they mostly in Pennsylvania?
Well, we actually have, our primary business, our flagship business is in Souderton, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And we have actually three buildings that we operate out of in the greater Souderton area, if you wish. Then we have a plant in Hermitage, PA, which is 60 miles north of Pittsburgh on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border, right at Route 80. And that consists of three buildings with actually seven or eight or maybe more large vacuum furnaces that we process a lot of titanium parts in. Then we have another plant which we've started about 3 years ago in Fontana, California, which is 40 miles east of Los Angeles.
And give us an example for the listening audience just of a product that you might commonly heat treat that we know of, end product.
One of the products that we heat treat a large quantity of are prosthetics, for implants for knees, hips, joints, and so forth. And our customer in that case is Biomet. That's one thing that we heat treat. They're a cobalt-based alloy, as we call it, but then we do a lot of titanium heat treatment too, and the titanium parts go. One of the things we do is build the main structure for the Boeing airplane for the seat tracks, we call them, and that's for the new 787.
So that's pretty important that they're fairly strong. Now, is there a unique product, something that's really kind of unusual that you heat treat?
Right. Well, we have assembled and brazed parts that are on the surface of the Mars, for instance. Some of our products have gone to outer space. No, that's right. We also assemble and braze parts that go into gas chromatographs. Well, these are used for medical evaluations. And we do some work for the MRI machines, medical.
Now, you're here with your wife, Myrtle. And when did the business start? When did the business start, Myrtle?
1978.
So you've been, and how long have you two been married?
It will be 59 years this May.
Wow, that's terrific. So what would you say is the secret to a successful marriage? I'm going to ask each one of you separately. What would you say first, Myrtle?
Well, first of all, trusting in one another. Being able to discuss anything that comes our way, be able to compromise with one another.
Okay, and how about for you, Bill?
More or less the same thing. I think one thing, though, in this business of compromise, you will often hear people say, well, you have to agree 50-50. That's not the way it is. You have to agree 99-1. Each of you has to be, you have to give 99. And if you both give 99 to the one, you're going to have a successful marriage.
There you go.
And that's been our key.
That's some great advice. Now, how did you two meet?
Okay.
We
met in high school. I was bused over from Trevo's, and that's where all the kids that lived in my neighborhood, we would meet at the bus stop, and we were bused over to Lower Moreland High School, and this is where we graduated from. And I met Bill when I was in ninth grade.
What was the attraction? What did you see in Bill that made you want to spend some time with him?
Well, there's two things, I guess. I liked his eyes, and he always used to wear the chartreuse shoelaces in his shoes, so that was always attraction.
Anything else about his personality?
He was always very kind, very gentle. I would say that attracted me very much to
him.
And
how about for you, Bill? What attracted you to Myrtle?
Well, I have to admit that Merit was a very lovely, she still is, but she was a very lovely young lady. She had beautiful brown auburn hair when she was in younger years, and she was very attractive. She was the queen of May, as we call it, in her senior year. So she was a very lovely lady. So I guess that was part of the attraction. But here again, too, like she just said, my wife has had, even when she was very young, she always had a very pleasant personality. She was easy to get along with. From the very beginning, we had a very good relationship, and all through the years, and we still do.
Now, Myrtle, tell us a little bit about your upbringing. Where did you grow up, and what were some of the influences in your life?
Yes, I lived in Kensington when I was a little girl, and then where I was born, actually, in Jefferson Hospital. And my mother and father divorced when I was 2.5 years old. I was then raised by my grandparents, who then raised me in Trevo's. We had a little bungalow, and he renovated it into a home. And we had a chicken farm and so forth, and I was able to be part of that. When I was 12 years old, my grandmother had a stroke, and then I took over the household, which meant I had to do all the buying of the food, take care of the checkbook. So I did many things besides being a high schooler as well.
So that was at a fairly young age. How do you think that affected who you are today, that you had these pretty big responsibilities at such a young age?
Well, I give that credit to my grandmother. I mean, she taught me an awful lot. And I think from doing the checkbooks and so forth, this more or less led me into when we went into business, where I had to handle a lot of those duties.
All the details.
Mm-hmm.
And now you mentioned your parents split up and you were brought up by your grandparents. Does
yes.
that mean that your parents weren't really that much in your life? Or?
My father was with me. He would come visit me every 2 weeks. And he would also give my care, some mm-hmm. of my care, the money to my grandparents, which took care of me. And my mother, more or less, was mostly in and out. She would come visit, but not too much.
Over the long span of your mother's life, what were the lessons that you learned from the fact that she wasn't involved in your life for very much time?
Well, I would say that most of my learning experiences were really from my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She had, like I said, she had taught me a lot of things that my mother did not teach me. And therefore, I mean, she even helped me to learn how to do different things. She only went to the fourth grade. And I used to watch her, how she would pay the milkman and so forth.
I guess what I meant was sort of just life lessons in terms of not necessarily skills from your mm-hmm. mother, but how did her uninvolvement in your life for so much of a period of time affect you and who you are today?
Well, I think I had to have a lot of faith in what I was going through. And I think that's where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, I'd be curious, what does the name solar atmospheres mean?
Right. It's an acronym. It's a generated word. The vacuum furnace itself is a closed chamber. We set parts inside of the chamber, and then we pump all the air out of the chamber, and it goes into outer space.
I see.
We actually duplicate the atmosphere on the surface of the moon, which is quite deep vacuum. Okay, so that's where the word atmosphere comes from.
Okay.
It's really no atmosphere.
In the green room, you were mentioning that there are some family members that are in the business with you.
Yes.
I'd be curious of both of you, what are the similarities to being the CEO and treasurer of Solar Atmospheres and being parents?
Okay. I'll start with that, I suppose. My son has worked with us. He's now president of our heat treating business, and he has worked with the company almost from the very beginning. Today, we have both my son and our two grandchildren who are also in the business. My one grandson is a graduate engineer, as I am, and he is an electromechanical engineer. He has dual degrees. And I think what you're really driving at is how do we get along and how do we work together? Mm-hmm. And how do we not show any favoritism with sure. the other management? And
great.
We have significant management. I mean, we have at least a dozen high management people.
Yeah.
I mean, we have, our company is about 225 employees. So we have to be very careful about that, and we have to keep things all in an even keel and not show favoritism to our employees or to our direct children. And we try hard to do that so that no one feels slighted.
Any real quick advice, Myrtle, that you would give to someone that has family members in their business?
Well, I think you have to have a lot of respect for one another and for those that work for you.
I have one quick question, Myrtle. Are you proud of your husband?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us why.
Well, from the very beginning, when we went into our business, we started our business in the dining room. And we had to have an SBA loan, which we mortgaged our home with. And they told us, the bank manager, or the president, I should say, asked us that, are you comfortable with this? Because if you fail, you will only have your bed.
That's a great
answer.
And
I said, well, answer. I know that my husband's very successful, and I agree with him 100%. I'm behind him.
That's a great story.
That is a great story. What is the website address if someone wants to know a little bit more about your company?
Our website is solaratm.com.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Bill Jones and Myrtle Jones, CEO and treasurer of Solar Atmospheres, Inc. This is your host, Susan Smith, with my co-host, Jeff Mack from Newmark Grubb Knight Frank. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders.